This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it, I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Happy Resurrection. There I said it. And did you know in saying that I might have offended a bunch of people, or I might have confused a bunch of people? What's the word? What does resurrection mean? That's a clunky word. Way too many syllables for this person to understand. Happy resurrection. I want to ask you a simple question today on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. Great to be back in the seat. Big thanks to Dr. Carson for taking us through some amazing scriptures. And you guys delivered the goods yesterday. Wow. This was definitely a meat-eating experience on Truth Talk Live yesterday as we embarked on Holy Week. And Dr. Carson invited you to call in with some amazing Holy Week verses from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, and you all did not disappoint. I was encouraged. I was driving all the way back from Durham, and I actually called in myself, and I'm sure no one recognized my voice or knew it was me, and just was so encouraged. People dropping names of songs and hymns, and Don Francisco, of all people, he's alive, from Ohio, all kinds of calls. So thank you for that. The question today is this: do we say happy, and thank you, Dr. Carson. Great job. What a man of God. Date the Word. Get that app. Get his emails every morning like I do. I start my day off every morning with Date the Word because I always want to start my day off with the Word of God. Best breakfast anywhere. Bible before bed. Hashtag Bible before breakfast. Is it happy resurrection or happy Easter? I'm going to go on record. I'm going to go public with this. Saint Nick is my witness right through the bulletproof glass right here in the studio. Nick, we're going to make a declaration today on Truth Talk Live. Let it be said, let it be heard, let it be known that my greeting, my optimal go-to default greeting for this time of year is, yes, you can say Happy Holy Week. I'm good with that. You can say Happy Good Friday when it gets to Friday. Happy Monday, Thursday, whatever the day of the week corresponds. Happy Palm Sunday. I'm fine with that. But my main default go-to greeting is Happy Resurrection. So I'm going to ask you, the vast audience of Truth Talk Live, a lot of people out there a lot smarter than me, a lot of people out there been in the Lord a lot longer than me, maybe a lot more theologically grounded than I am. I want you to tell me, is it Happy Resurrection or is it Happy Easter? Change my mind. I say Happy Resurrection. Tell me why. I don't say Happy Easter. I won't say Happy Easter. It sounds fine. It sounds seasonal. What does it even mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? Some folks in the pagan world even think Happy Easter is inappropriate and offensive. So I just avoid the whole phrase. I say Happy Resurrection. I say Happy Resurrection to people who are absolutely non-Christian. I don't say it like in your face, and then here's a right hook with my King James Bible. I just say Happy Resurrection to everybody, to the cab driver, to the Uber driver, to the Stuber driver. I say Happy Resurrection on StuTube, on Instagram, on iTunes. I say it everywhere, every platform. I say Happy Resurrection. I don't say Happy Easter. If I do, correct me, challenge me, confront me, because I'm publicly coming out saying I say Happy Resurrection. I will not condemn or shame or get mad at you. If you call in and say, Stu, it's got to be Happy Easter, here's why. Just give me the reasons. We'll talk about it. We'll have a conversation. That's what I love about this show. We get into everything. We get into pop culture. We get into current events. We get into theology. We do it from a biblical perspective, and we do it in a gracious way. We speak the truth in love. I'm just simply asking this question, Happy Resurrection or Happy Easter? Now, I'm going to take a call, but before I do, I'm going to ask you about this, and I'm going to ask people to call in. This will be our theme of the show. That the question of the day has kind of going to spark a fire, and we're going to go deeper. The subplot is a quote from a digital content creator of a big church who said this about Easter advertising. I'm not going to say the word Calvary. I'm not going to say the word resurrection. I'm not going to say the word blood, the words blood of Jesus. Because if I say these words in the context of promoting our Easter service, not resurrection service, let's just start calling it a resurrection service. Let's start saying, let's go on a resurrection egg hunt. Let's start saying, let's have, hey, come join us for Resurrection Sunday. I mean, I know the words, and if you're tweeting, you're only allowed a certain amount of words. I know the words are longer, and it's clunky, and it's a little bit more spacious and maybe too protracted out there. But why not just substitute? Every time you would say Easter, say resurrection. How hard is that? Just try that in your language. There's a reason for that, and there's a reason that we're going to go to. Maybe I'll get a little more specific on that as we get later in the show. But first, I want to hear from you. 866-348-7884 is our toll-free number nationwide on Truth Talk Live. I'll say that a lot slower. 866-34-TRUTH. This digital creation director of this big church said, this is really an important guiding principle, that we don't say words like Calvary or words like resurrection or words like blood of Jesus, because will make someone feel like an outsider. That's a direct quote from a big church. Don't ask me what it is. Quit naming names so you can spend the rest of your day mad at a certain person or a certain church. Just tell me if you think, or if tell me what's wrong with that or what's right with that. Maybe we shouldn't say, maybe we should just be all about Easter and egg hunts and extravaganzas and all about dumbing it down. And maybe we should just be chasing a bunch of rabbits this time of year. And maybe we are too much into the Holy Week stuff and into the communion, into the Good Friday services. I mean, Good Friday, what if someone doesn't understand what that is? I mean, how could it be good when the Savior was executed, bloodied on that cross? How dare you even mention that, Stu, on a national radio show? 866-34-TRUTH. At the heart of this is that question. Is it Happy Resurrection or Happy Easter? And B from Ohio is going to answer that question right now on a national audience, our first caller. He's going to tell me how I'm right or wrong. What's your thoughts, sir? Go quick. We're almost at a break.
Sir, I love your wisdom, Stu. It's Resurrection Week, Resurrection Sunday, because Easter eggs, Easter bunnies do nothing to translate your living soul to the Heavenly Father. I'm sorry.
Okay. He came right out with
it. There you go, Stu. I love you, brother.
Okay. Well, what if you find an egg and there is a Bible verse in it? I don't know. I don't know if I want to go there. But what about the folks that say, hey, all this stuff is good because it builds a little momentum? Someone may come to an Easter extravaganza that would not normally come to church, and then they can, I mean, what's wrong with doing some things? The culture is already saying Easter. So, you know, so we're going to have to look at all sides of this, the seeker-sensitive side, the seeker-friendly side. Is it a net to bring people to the Lord? Is it going too far? And why are churches afraid to say words like Calvary, like resurrection, like blood of Jesus? Is that offensive? And is it okay that it is? 866-34-TRUTH. Happy Easter or happy resurrection? Your calls. More of this after this quick break. Hang on.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Happy Resurrection. I may just say that on the Monday following Resurrection Sunday. I may say that on the Tuesday, the Wednesday, the Thursday. You know, there's a whole subplot. We're not going to do it today. We've done it before. Those of you who are with us at the beginning of this Truth Talk Live show, like 23 years ago, I actually have Nick. I mean, you were just in middle school 25, 26 years ago. You were in high school. You were in college. No, he's doing the baby rock. He was a little tiny fella. You were one of our first listeners, very likely, you know, tuned in. Dialed into Truth Talk Live to the Truth Network. Download our free app. Listen on your smartphone. Your smartphone needs to get smarter. It's real simple. Just go in your app store or whatever the store is called for the Android and just search Truth Radio, Truth Network Radio, and just download. It's amazing. Truth Network app. I picked up two downloads at Christian College campus. I held the QR code up on my Christian radio card, and the young man, soccer player, downloaded it right there. And he's listening probably right now. So shout out to him. God bless you, young man. Share that with someone else. Share the truth. Get our newsletter. Just email newsletter@truthnetwork.com. newsletter@truthnetwork.com. We'll send you updates on what God's doing through your prayers and souls that are being touched and encouraged in upcoming programming changes, seasonal things, and hot topics like, is it Happy Easter or Happy Resurrection, which we're honing on right now. But back in the day, I used to bring on this pastor, and I debated him because he fully was convinced that Easter is a thoroughly pagan holiday. You know, Ishtar, the root word, the goddess of fertility, blah, 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 blah. And there's a lot of merit. There's some plausibility to that. And yet, just like Christmas, I mean, you don't find Christmas celebrated in the Bible per se. You could argue that. But the fact is, the whole world stops Holy Week. The whole world stops Good Friday. The whole world stops on the whole weekend. And we're still here on this earth. Christ hasn't come back. He hasn't stopped us yet. So we tell everyone why they're stopping. We tell everyone about the resurrected Lord who is living in me. And so along those lines, so that's a debate we've done, and you're glad to bring that up. I'm sure someone will. But the question I'm asking is, am I wrong to say happy resurrection instead of happy Easter? Because that's what I say. If you follow me around, I say happy resurrection. I don't say happy Easter. Do I aim to offend? Of course not. But sometimes people are offended. The resurrection is offensive because if it's right and you don't have Christ, you're doomed. The resurrection, Christ coming out of that tomb, changed everything in history. 866-34-TRUTH. And what about this big church that's not saying any of these words? They won't say resurrection. They won't say Calvary. They won't say the blood of Jesus because they don't want to offend people. They want it to be a nice Easter experience for people. So when they're marketing and advertising, inviting people to their Easter celebration this weekend, they don't want to mention those words. That's directly from their digital content creator. Article by Todd Starnes. I need to somehow post this article for you guys to read. But call me and tell me what you think about this. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884 is our toll-free number nationwide. And Gerald, you are our next caller on Truth Talk Live. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Now, you hit on Ishtar, the goddess that Constantine named Easter after. But he had to take care of his mother and keep her appeased. But we, at our church, we have Easter egg hunts, but we have Resurrection Sunday.
Okay.
So
I like Resurrection Sunday. I like that. Yeah, my church didn't Easter egg hunt. Look, I don't want to walk off the air. Every day I do a show, it could be my last show because management hears this stuff and, they're going to give me a hard time and they may say, you know what, Stu, we're done with Truth Talk Live. We're done with these kind of topics. But I don't want to walk off the air and enter a church discipline because, our church had a big extravaganza. But they were doing it, to try to get more folks to the church and invite more people to the Resurrection Sunday, Gerald, that you just mentioned.
Well, if you consider offensive, was Jesus offensive to the temple priest?
Oh, wow. There you go. Yeah, they. Yeah, I mean that's the crazy thing about our entire gospel kind of paradigm approach nowadays. In our efforts to not offend, we kind of dismiss the whole. What happened to Jesus? I mean, they executed him. What happened to his followers? Did those 12 disciples go on a Dale Carnegie tour? Did they go out and win friends and influence people? No, they went out and won souls and lost their lives. I mean, just Google how the disciples died, how those early apostles died. It ain't pretty. It's very offensive. But I would rather offend someone and win their soul to Christ than tiptoe around the tulips and them, be bound for eternal hell without any warning. So, Gerald, I appreciate your point, and there are a lot of pagan roots to it. That's not the aim of this program today, but I do appreciate references, and I do appreciate the conversation. And God bless your church for calling it Resurrection Sunday. And by the way, Resurrection Sunday is every Sunday. If you think about it, Revelation 1, they met on the first day of the week. The resurrection changed the whole worship calendar. It's a beautiful picture. That's why we worship on Sundays.
Use Easter egg hunts on Saturday to get the people in here. And then on Sunday, we tell them what the resurrection is all about.
There you go. Yeah, no, I love it. Yes, sir. Well, that's right. So anyway, and then we'll get some folks to weigh in on that too. Thanks, Gerald, for your call. 866-34-TRUTH. If you want to grab a line, Truth Talk Live, I'm Stu Epperson. Is it happy Easter or happy resurrection? And if you take umbrage with me saying happy resurrection, please tell me why. I mean, maybe someone needs to give me a little bit of discussion, a little lecture in diplomacy. Maybe, Stu, you're going to say happy resurrection. What if I'm asked to speak to a bunch of Rotarians on Good Friday and I say happy resurrection? Am I going to tee them all off? Are they going to never have me back? What if someone doesn't understand that? What if someone says, I'm Muslim and that's not my thing? And when you say resurrection, you're separation of church and state. Who knows what? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. Are you willing to take the Happy Resurrection Challenge? Every time this holiday comes up, every time you have a greeting to someone, you say Happy Resurrection instead of Happy Easter. Who will take that challenge? Who will call on the air right now and take that challenge? 866-34-TRUTH. Are we going to have Cricket St. Nick? Are you going to just, you know, doze off in there because no one's calling? Or are we going to get some people involved here who will take the Happy Resurrection challenge? Okay, things just went up a notch here, Truth Talk Live. I'm challenging you to take the Happy Resurrection challenge. Who's with me? Are you in, you out? You in, you out? Who's going to say Happy Resurrection instead of Happy Easter? Or maybe just call and tell me I'm nuts. I just need to take a nap or something. Whoo, okay. We got Doug hanging on from Winchester, Indiana, listening to us on the new 106.5 FM all across Dayton, all across that part of Indiana. Doug, God bless you. Happy Resurrection, Doug.
Yeah, God bless you too, Stu. Happy Resurrection for me, buddy. That's what it's all about. And I'll tell you what, I heard John Hagee preaching on it one time saying that the Easter eggs came in to worship that baby Thomas.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard about that or not. I don't know which.
Well, no. Look. Listen. If you go down that rabbit hole, no pun intended, you will find all kinds of pagan synthetic or syncretic practice. I mean, our last caller, Gerald, mentioned Constantine. There are a lot of things that are grafted in. Christmas is the same way. You can find paganism in a lot of things, a lot of our traditions.
Yeah.
Okay, but the fact is, we serve a risen Savior. And he wasn't just alive on that glorious first day of the week when he split the tomb wide open and he rose and we celebrate the Lord is risen and the Lord is risen indeed. He is alive now. He is alive today. He's alive this moment. He is living in me, Doug. Happy Resurrection, man. Are you gonna take the challenge? Are you going to say that to everybody this year?
I sure am.
Awesome. Now, we're not hating on those that say Happy Easter, but Doug, there's two of us right now. They're going to say Happy Resurrection every time we give a greeting between now and Sunday. Are you on for it?
I am on for it.
All right, but you got to throw it out on Monday too. Can you do that? All right. God bless you.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Okay, I can't type fast enough. I'm on my IG. I'm tagging a bunch of you out there. You can run, but you can't hide. We're talking about it right now. Will you take the resurrection challenge? What is that, Stu? What are you talking about? I'm talking about from here forward through the end of the holiday. And I'm going to do this on Monday. I'm going to walk up to a bunch of people randomly on Monday. Monday, that's like after resurrection, man. Oh, sigh of relief. The big holiday's over. The family's gone home. We got a bunch of leftovers in the fridge. Bunch of Cadbury eggs that we can now devour. Whew, another holiday behind us. And then I'm going to walk up to somebody on that Monday. And I'm going to say, Happy Resurrection. The Lord is still alive. And he's coming back. 866-34-TRUTH. Happy Resurrection or Happy Easter? Am I all wet to say Happy Resurrection? I want to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback. I'm tagging a bunch of you right now in my Instagram. And you know what? Why not? Now, I want to hear some other folks. If you just joined us, I mean, this is pretty intense here. Like, this is going to get me in some hot water with a lot of people out there because there's one church, rather large church, that's basically their digital director did like a podcast and Todd Starnes picked it up and he ran with it and basically it's just quoting these folks at this church. And they said, I'm not going to use the word Calvary to advertise Easter. I'm not going to say the word resurrection. I'm not going to say the words blood of Jesus. I'm not going to make any of these words that make someone feel like an outsider. Now, if you're an outsider, call us and tell us how you feel about that. 866-34-TRUTH. Should a church in promoting Resurrection Weekend, should a church in promoting this great holiday where 200 million Americans will celebrate the resurrection in some form or fashion, in some manner, should a church avoid this language? What if all the churches agreed with this person? Maybe this person should be the standard. Maybe this person should be our model, our mantra. These, you know, that we drop all the language. Don't say Calvary. Don't say resurrection. Don't say blood of Jesus in inviting people to your church. Maybe don't say it at your church. You know, just let them come in and have a nice Easter experience. What say you about this? Should a church dumb down the language to avoid scaring people off? 866-348-7884. Should Stu stop with his happy resurrection stuff and just say happy Easter and smile and leave the room and go on to my next thing and be forgotten? Or should I say happy resurrection? Maybe we don't want to say happy resurrection because we got to explain it. We actually got to speak up, as Peter says, and talk about the hope that is within us. And he also says in meekness and in fear. So there's a humility that comes along with saying this. This is not just in your face, atheist. In your face, my Savior's alive. You know, he alive, you dead, you wrong, I'm right. No! Folks, how is this about winning souls, not just winning arguments? And what would you say if you talked to this person who says, hey, we gotta quit this stuff. We got to quit this language about the blood of Christ, about Calvary, about we got to quit using the word resurrection when we talk about Easter. I mean, isn't it almost like the isn't it almost like you're the villain if you say happy resurrection? Like our last caller from Indiana, he said, "Stu, I'm with you. He's taking the resurrection challenge. He's going. He's going to say happy resurrection from here on out through the end of the holiday." As opposed to happy Easter. That's what I'm going to say. I'm asking you if you'll take that challenge. I'm asking you if you think I'm all wet for saying that. I want to hear your thoughts. 866-34-TRUTH. Not saying you'll change my mind, but change my mind. Call me and tell me why I'm all wet, or tell me what your thoughts about that. Maybe you'll take that challenge. Maybe someone, I just did a poll on Instagram, by the way. If you're not following me, follow me on Instagram. Got to get that part right. And just Stu Epperson, S-T-U-E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N. Follow me there and take the poll right there. It's on there. And I think it went over to Facebook too. Although my Facebook won't, you know, if you follow my story on Facebook, you can't, I don't think, take the poll, but it automatically publishes to both at the same time. This is Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. It's half past the hour, and we're talking about this glorious time of year we call Holy Week. We got Good Friday coming up. We got Easter, or should I say Resurrection Sunday. Forgive me, Gerald from Durham. So glad that he mentioned that his church is calling their Sunday celebration Resurrection Sunday. Why don't we all say that? Why do we say Easter Sunday? Say Resurrection Sunday. Why not? Well, they won't understand that. Well, then explain it to them. How about change your language, or like open your Bible and learn and then speak the truth in love to the ignorance in the culture and go out there to win souls. Say, I'm so glad you asked what that means. Why would I say that? It's a great question. What do you think it means? Well, it means that we're all resurrected in our spirits, that good overcomes evil. Hogwash means a dead, crucified, executed, bloodied Savior who died in your place, who died for me, who took my bullet of God's wrath on that cross for me. It means he was dead. Proof of death, he was buried in the tomb, and he came alive. And he emptied that tomb, and he's coming back. And that's why I say happy resurrection right there. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. That tomb is empty. How about your life? How full is your life of Jesus? Because that tomb is empty. And we're going to go deeper on this all week long. But first, we got to go to Orlando, who's not in Orlando, but is in High Point. Listen to us on 99.1 FM, High Point, North Carolina, furniture capital of the world. I just hit a three-pointer in the High Point University Stadium, the first three-pointer I ever shot in the history of that stadium, the Quibin Center, Orlando. I hit the three on my first attempt. It's on my Instagram, on a reel.
Oh.
How about that, man?
Good shot.
Have you ever hit a three in that gym?
No, I never shot any ball there. I did it in high school.
I like that. Well, we got a ball sometime, man. But while we're talking about the resurrection, talk to me. What are your thoughts? Are you a happy resurrection guy, or are you going to be a happy Easter guy?
No, it's Resurrection Sunday. I mean, that's what we're supposed to say or supposed to teach. But we can go a little deeper. Mm. Instead of Resurrection Sunday, we can say First Fruits, which is even makes it a lot deeper.
Wow. I like that. Man, he's going deep here. Nick, I wasn't prepared for that because Christ is the first fruits of our salvation.
Exactly.
Wow. And we're the first fruits to him. You know, we're the fruits, you know, because of his death and life, we are made alive in Christ.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
I love it. I love it. You know, that's what I love about this week. I love that about this week. All these things come up. Friends, leavened bread, unleavened bread, Passover feast, you know, go dive deep into Exodus 20. Every one of those things, from having their sandals on their feet while they were eating, to having that precious lamb, firstborn lamb, unblemished lamb, unbroken lamb, having that lamb slain for their meal. You know, I mean, all of that points to the Lamb of God and to the first fruits, right, Orlando?
It's true, yeah. But we can go a little bit deeper if we say, like, he died on Passover, and he was buried during unleavened bread. He woke up on first fruits. He sent the Spirit in Pentecost.
Oh, wow.
He's coming back in trumpets. He's going to judge us on Yom Kippur.
Oh, my soul.
And we're going to 1,000 years on Tabernacle Sukkot.
Oh, man, you better preach. I may have to leave the room and let this guy go. He's bringing it. He's bringing the heat. He just took us through the whole word, man, the whole bale. Hey, thank you, Orlando, for that word. Great word. And, Orlando, are you going to take the happy resurrection pledge? You're going to say happy resurrection to everyone all the way through? Come on.
I always do.
Okay.
Every year I
like
do.
It. I like it. Well, say it on Monday, too, because it's real. Say it this time next week. I may come back on this live national show a week from today, and I may say happy resurrection. And y'all are like, well, Stu, guess what? I'm going to say Merry Christmas right now, too, because he's the gift that keeps on giving. He's the only gift that keeps on giving. You go read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. He's the grace that is greater. He's the grace that's always giving. He's the generous one.
Amen.
You know?
That's
so,
it.
Hey, God bless you, Orlando. He's tracking. Wow. He's tracking. God bless you, sir. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Who dares take the Happy Resurrection Challenge? What's that mean, Stu? Well, here's what it is. And it just came into existence. Well, it didn't, but the Happy Resurrection Challenge kind of just came about in the last few minutes where, hey, say Happy Resurrection instead of Happy Easter. What's wrong with that? Let's see what Teresa says. Another caller from Ohio, 106.5 FM. You're on the air, Teresa. Hello, Teresa. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is it Happy Resurrection or Happy Easter?
Happy Resurrection. Plus, Jesus rose today. In case they don't know what resurrection is.
There you go. I like it. Be ready with the answer. Beautiful. All right. God bless you, Teresa. Okay. I want to ask you about this other thing, but we're gonna go to another break here. God bless you, caller. Another caller from Ohio. We're so honored to be on 106.5 FM in Toledo, 106.5 FM in Dayton, all up into Indiana. And hey, will you tell a friend about the Truth Network? The app is shareable. When you download the Truth app, your smartphone gets smarter, and you can share that app with everyone. They can hear 24 hours of encouraging, transforming truth on the Truth app. I'm Stu Epperson. Will you take the Happy Resurrection Challenge when we come back? And should churches drop all the language when they promote Easter? Should they drop, like this big church did, should they drop the language Calvary, blood of Jesus, resurrection? Should they not say that so they don't offend first-timers? What say you? 866-348-7884. More coming up on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
It's a happy resurrection all hour long on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson, your host, and I'm asking you this question. Are you saying happy resurrection with me? Will you take the resurrection happy resurrection challenge? Are you saying happy Easter? I love saying happy resurrection. I love the fact that you've called in. Some callers said our church calls it Resurrection Sunday. That's so much better. I'm not judging or shaming because it's all about where's the beef and what's in there. And sometimes you can use the word, someone could use the word resurrection and say, well, I'm talking about a resurrection of some kind of soul discovery or self-discovery and this and that. And of course, that's not what it's self-realization. No, you can use words and you can twist words, and the cults are really good at this. But I'm saying happy resurrection because that's the event I'm celebrating this weekend. It happened. But also there's a resurrection celebration happening in your soul right this second if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we've been talking about this hour long, also talking about the church that's dumbing down their language and their invitations and their marketing of their Easter service. To quote one of their digital creators, this big church has said, I'm not going to say the word resurrection, not going to say the word blood of Jesus, not going to say those words, not going to say the word Calvary, because we don't want to make someone feel like an outsider. Is that okay just to dumb it all down? Stay away from it. You know, if I follow their pattern, And they're a pretty big church, doing big numbers, a lot of money and a lot of people coming out and all this and that, then they would probably advise me against saying Happy Resurrection. So I'm hearing from you all hour long at 866-348-7884. And we're going to go right back to the calls. I am going to tell you, I just took a swig of this Vine-tastic, which is this all-natural, no calories, no carbs, no sugar drink from our friends at Mighty Muscadine, who also are part of the same company as Le Bleu Ultra Pure Bottled Water. And I came to the studio. I was running out of the house so fast this morning, I never took my capsules. And so I have a little stash, Nick, St. Nick. If you ever need some, okay, open door for you. You take care of me on the show every day. There's a little stash of those capsules in my drawer in my office here at the Truth Network. I grabbed and I took my three capsules. I take three or four every day. I have for 10 years. Just loaded with antioxidants. Just great for all kinds of things. They don't sell the sizzle at Mighty Muscadine. They sell the science, and the millions of dollars have been spent at a major medical university to study this product, actual human trials. MightyMuscadine.com. Learn more about all their products. Learn more about all the science. They do need to hear from you because they were wonderful partners. They make this show possible. So thank you, Mighty Muscadine. Thank you, Le Bleu. Thank you, Jerry, Judy, Candy, Kathy, Brock, the whole amazing team there for believing in this program and for helping us bring the truth every day on Truth Talk Live and on the Truth Network. MightyMuscadine.com. If you enter promo code TRUTH, very simple, they'll give you special savings. But I would encourage you to order those capsules today, and you'll be amazed at how infrequently you're sick, because it's just you're flooding your system with antioxidants. I've taken three or four a day for 10 years, like I said, and they have that new Vine-tastic drink, which is a super healthy drink. Sure beats the diet drinks and all the garbage in those. No sugar, no carbs, no calories. 866-348-7884 is our toll-free number nationwide. Is it Happy Easter or Happy Resurrection? Who will take the Happy Resurrection challenge? Let's see what John says. John, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead. Hey,
yeah,
John.
You're talking to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
What say you?
I say that it is Resurrection Weekend.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. Happy Resurrection Weekend. That covers the whole bale of hay right there, doesn't it?
Well, I feel sorry for that church, whoever it is. Their people are being cheated.
Yeah.
I don't know if God has anything to do with that church or not. I yield back my time.
Okay. Right. Thanks for your call, John. Well, let's let that be out there. Thanks for your call. We'll go to Ted, another Ohio caller, 866-348-7884. Who will take the Happy Resurrection Challenge? Who will take that challenge? We're going to get more into this, by the way. There's going to be a whole Holy Week theme this week on Truth Talk Live. 866-348-7884. I got one open line. We only have a few minutes left in the program, but we'd love to get your thoughts. Will you take the Happy Resurrection Challenge? Are you one of those Happy Easter folks? I'd love to hear from you, and you can call and rebuke. This is the one host in America that I receive your rebuke humbly. I may not agree, but I love to interact. We'd love to hear our callers. And what do you think about, our last caller had some opinions about the church that's dumbing down their language. Should churches dumb down their language, not say Calvary, not say resurrection? That's kind of, when that word has become a bad word at the church, maybe there is something a little shaky there, huh? What about you folks? 866-348-7884, the blood of Jesus. I mean, could there be any Easter resurrection? Could there be any of this if it weren't for the blood of Jesus? Yet this church doesn't want to say that because they don't want to make someone feel like an outsider. Wow. 866-34-TRUTH. Ted, you are on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Jump on in here.
Hey, good afternoon. I hope you're doing good and being blessed by the Lord. I want to say it straight up. It's Resurrection Sunday. As I tell the people who want to say Happy Easter, I says, hey, silly rabbit, Easter's for Jesus, not for bunnies.
Silly wabbit. All right. He came right out with it. All right, Ted, yeah. Thanks for your call. Now, look, I don't want to be that Pharisee that's like, oh, you said Easter. I'm sure I've said it. And I'm sure I've said it in conversation. But like if you think about what you're communicating, even if it's a quick to the flight attendant as you're leaving the gate, you know, you're flying in somewhere on Good Friday, if you say, hey, Happy Resurrection. I mean, just the thought. I mean, that is a thoroughly biblical word. I mean, just let me direct you to 1 Corinthians 15. Let me direct you to the implications. If Christ has not risen, we have no hope. I'll close the show down right now. If Jesus Christ didn't come out of that tomb, we're done. This is our last episode. It may be anyway, you know, if management gets all worked up about this topic. But, hey, what are we doing? This is why we live, because he lives, we live. And so the resurrected Lord, like that great song, the resurrected Lord has resurrected me. So, Ted, I appreciate your thoughts, your word, and thanks for your call. Let's go to Diana.
Amen and amen.
Yes, sir.
Like, I like to, you know, people are always worried about offending people these days.
Yeah.
And my response to that has always been, well, I would rather offend you into salvation than tickle your ears so that you go to hell.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's time that we speak, you know, the truth. We speak the truth in love. I mean, surely there's a way to speak something that could be offensive, like the blood of Christ, but to speak it unoffensively. I mean, blood had to be shed. And when you bring the blood of Christ up, well, it sounds graphic. Well, that's an outsider might say, oh, blood. Hey, well, time out. The sin and the wrath of God that the sin of man demanded that the first Adam could not keep and could not rectify by being because he's under the law, demanded blood, demanded perfect blood, not the blood of bulls and goats, but the blood of the Lamb. The stainless blood of Jesus is what atones for our sin. 866-348-7884. Who else will take the resurrection, the happy resurrection challenge? Here on Truth Talk Live, as we wrap up the show today, let's go to Diana. You're on Truth Talk Live, Diana. Welcome.
Hello. How are you today, my guy?
Happy resurrection.
Happy resurrection and amen, because I'm going to tell you this. The more we sugarcoat the word of the Lord, the more you are going to be conflicted, the more you're going to face interruption, the more you're going to not see things for what importance they withhold.
Mm.
You know, I'm a big, I love God so much, and I mess up. You know, I'm a sinner. However, there's no way I'm taking credit or anything outside of what he says to me, you know, to us. You know, the same on anybody who doesn't accept it for what it is.
Okay. Wow.
You know, what one I was too, you know what I mean? So if that's the case, then you're going to have to just, you know, Jesus put his son, or excuse me, God put Jesus out there for us. How could you take away from that? Shame on anybody.
Okay. Wow. Diana, I love what she says. She says, I believe in a big God. And she's taking the resurrection challenge. Okay.
Heck yeah. Resurrection.
All right.
He's the best, and he's everything we got. You
amen.
Know? So,
well,
absolutely.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, Diana. Thanks you so much for calling in. Wow. This one comment, this one pastor that Todd Starnes interviewed for his article about this church that's, you know, avoiding any of the language like the blood of Christ, the Calvary, the word Calvary, the word resurrection in their marketing of their Easter service. He said, it's interesting, this one, he quoted another pastor of a Baptist church who said, look, if the bars can mention beer, wine, and spirits, the church can mention blood, Calvary, and the resurrection. He's like, what's going on here? Wow. Happy resurrection. Who will take the happy resurrection challenge? Let's see what Isaac says. A caller from Virginia. Isaac, you're on Truth Talk Live. Happy resurrection.
Oh, happy and blessed resurrection to you too, brother, and all your listeners.
Well, thank you. You're named after a great patriarch, Isaac, who, by the way, was to be slain by his dad, Abraham, who was obeying God, and God provided a lamb. What a picture of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Right. And the Redeemer the Redeemer to come, who would be raised from the dead.
From the dead.
So your name has a lot of import this all year round, but especially as we celebrate this Holy Week.
Amen. I agree with your resurrection challenge, and I accept that challenge. And someone said spoke that to me a few resurrection Sundays ago.
How about that?
And it's been on my mind a lot. And, you know, it's the devil is the one that's got a hold of these people, and they're operating in fear. And God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind, you know. And something God's really shown me recently is, you know, the proclamation of the word. We've got to speak God's word out loud, put it into the atmosphere.
Mm.
These countries that are dominated by the Muslim faith, you know, they blast that Quran 3 to 5 times a day. They put it out into the atmosphere, and that's what puts that heaviness over their territory. That's
something.
How you take the territory.
Yes, some folks are more passionate about broadcasting lies than they are the truth. Isaac, God bless you. Thanks so much for your call. All the callers are awesome. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm Stu Epperson, Truth Talk Live. Happy resurrection. Take the resurrection challenge. Just say it. It won't be hard. really, but just intentionally think about, you know, hey, this isn't a legalistic thing, but I'm just encouraging you, challenging you this week especially, say happy resurrection instead of happy Easter. Watch what happens, and thank God the tomb is empty and our lives don't have to be. He is risen. The Lord is risen indeed.
Truth Talk Live.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.